I'm going to read this morning from a very familiar chapter to many of us, not one that's often read on Christmas Eve, but it feels appropriate considering today's theme of love. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noising gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now, our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child, but when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Let love be your highest goal. We have a bunch more songs to sing, but I just want to take a couple of minutes to just think about this love theme. It's highlighted on, you know, Hallmark, with you know, the inevitable romantic love and the fancy dinners. And anybody here looking forward to a really nice family meal in the next few days? Yeah, I love those meals more than I should, perhaps. But I've been really thinking about what really puts love on display. And as I've thought about that, part of what drew me to thinking about 1 Corinthians 13 is it's read at weddings a lot. At weddings, more often than not, are beautiful. You know, everything is set to be just right as this expression of love for each other. We don't see it read a lot, you know, when someone is bathing someone that can no longer bathe themselves, or walking with someone who has mental illness and you have to just forgive over and over and over and over again. When people are lashing out because of pain that they may not even be aware of because of something that's happened to them in the past. Love shows up most profoundly, I think, maybe not in the perfect meal, but in the patience of having someone at the table who you cannot even begin to understand their choices, or not even begin to understand how they are wired, and yet you eat together. Or the person who struggles to even eat, and you are patient with them at the table. Or you sit with the person who struggles to have patience with you, because you're choosing to love. This really hit me this morning. Instead of my, I've got a routine that I do devotionally, I decided instead of doing that this morning, I decided to watch a service that was broadcast yesterday from an Anglican church in Bethlehem. And I'm not sure if you know this, Bethlehem is in Gaza. And it was filled with actually anger and lament and frustration. But very powerfully, the theme of the service was Christ in the rubble. And they had a nativity scene set up in the corner with a manger and a doll representing Jesus. And it was in the physical rubble of destroyed buildings. And reflecting on love is not so much the perfect Christmas trees and the wonderful meal. It's that God shows up when everything is falling apart. Love is God showing up, God with us, when you're trying to dig yourself out of something that is happening through no fault of your personal own, through things that are going on around us that are way bigger than individuals can even grasp, let alone fix, and God showing up in that. That is love. And the invitation of Christmas is to recognize that that's where God showed up. Of all the places in all the world that God could have shown up, he chose to show up in this small town to a woman pregnant before she was married, in an occupied territory when there was no room for them in the guest house. I don't know what you're facing right now. I don't know what I know some of what some of us are facing, but we need to hear that that's where God shows up. That's where God showed up. That's where God said, you know what, when I put my love on display most powerfully, it's going to start there and ultimately ended at a cross. That is God's love for you, for me, for us. And that is the love that God invites us to not just receive this morning, but to think about how do we share this with each other. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, by how you love each other. And that love isn't going to show up primarily in this space that we are blessed with on a Sunday morning like this. I am so grateful for it. I love it. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's not the primary way and place that love gets put on display, even between us. And we're invited to actually go into the dark and gritty and difficult places where we can show a love that is truly patient and kind, not jealous or boastful or proud or rude, not demanding our own way, not being irritable, not keeping record of being wronged, not rejoicing about injustice, but rather rejoicing whenever truth wins out. And we can show a love that doesn't give up, doesn't lose faith, it's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. As we continue to sing, we're going to sing some of these just exciting songs reflecting on the gift of Jesus. But through it all, let's enjoy it. Let's revel in it. Let's receive this love and let it move us to allow love to be our highest goal this Christmas. Lord God, I thank you so much for the gift of your Son, yourself, come into the world, into the darkest, messiest places to show what real love looks like. God, may we receive that love and recognize that even when we don't feel it, that it is there. And may we be people, individuals, and a community that seeks to extend that love forward, to share it with those who are in want, in need, in struggle, in pain. God, would you be just as present in the difficult things of this season as you are around the table filled with food. We thank you, God, for every good gift we have because it comes from you. And we thank you for your presence among us when it seems like the good gifts are frustratingly absent. God, I'm just so grateful that we can be here together to remind us through just being present with people that some of us, we don't know each other. We're certainly a very diverse group of people, but we thank you that we get to share this love together in this place, and we just ask that in ways beyond what we could imagine, that as we go forward to share it, that your love will spread, that the world would know that you are God with us this season. In Jesus' name, amen.